Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Receive the things that are very precious in your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the issue of Easter, we started looking along some lines of discussion yesterday, and something that was very key that I tried to explain yesterday is that for you to understand the Bible and understand scriptures and understand the conflicting areas of scripture, you must understand what? You must understand what? Dispensations. You must understand that there was a time before the law, there was a period that was known as the Mosaic law, the period where everything was well documented. These are the rules. You do this, you break them, you are broken. Then we have the period of grace, and then we are in the period of grace right now. And grace does not mean license. Grace means enablement. Amen. Grace does not mean what? License. It means what? Enablement. So the reason why God gave us all that law, like I showed you yesterday, is so that he could just prove to us that we could not keep the law. So the law was like our schoolmaster. It would tell you, was it like Scarface or something, devil's advocate, say, see but don't touch, touch but don't taste, taste but don't swallow. How can I taste and not swallow? You must be kidding me. I mean, so if you have some of these impossible laws, and I was talking to my wife, she kept me up till about 12 a.m., 1 a.m. last night, and one of the things we were talking about was, amen. I'll give you mic so you say your amen. We are talking about the law of Moses. And you notice that in the law of Moses, there were so many animals they said they could not eat. You remember? So those are things. When I say she kept me up, it's not like anything. We are just looking at scriptures. Amen. So just for clarity, I'm clarifying now. Amen. We are looking at scriptures. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You see, when you're in a church, I cannot be free to say your mind. I don't know, man. Well, I don't know how you guys do it. Okay, I should not be free again. I should be deceiving you. I collect all your money. Amen. You know, he's always telling the truth. You'll be saying, why? Why? You are telling a lady you love her. She say, are you sure you are not deceiving me? But when you are lying to her, we'll come there. Meet me in chat room. But seriously, these things are very easy. Amen. How can you have a very pretty girl that still deals with inferiority complex? That's why you still need to be telling her she's beautiful, she's lovely. My brother, there's Mary Kay now. There are so many things that when those people use it, you don't even know the real face again. Just tell her, wash the thing. Let me even see what is under. Please don't even let me get distracted this morning, because we are not talking love here. We are not talking relationships. Resurrection. I'm talking resurrection this morning. Amen. So, where was I, Joe? I said we are talking about the animals that God said the children of Israel should not eat. Now, that was contained in the law. So, it had heaven's approval on it. Now, there are certain laws in the Old Testament that are not eternal commandments in the sense of making heaven. They were commandments that were health commandments. And science has actually proven that all those animals are actually things you should stay away from. E.g. Pigs. What else?
Fish without scales.
Some of us don't eat fish, so we are free from that law. Amen. Talk to me. Is dog among them? No, but you know some of these animals, the most popular is like the pig family, fish without scales. Now, some of these animals, like some of these fishes in the sea, their original purpose and design by heaven was not for us to eat them. They are cleaners. They clean the sea. They absorb the waste in the sea. So when you eat them, you are eating poison. Can you imagine that God created a type of fish And the only purpose of that fish is to clean the dirt in the sea. Even the shark will not eat that one. That I say, ah, bros, how far? How far? I greet you. How market? You understand? Because even the shark knows that's his death. You touch it, you are very small fish, but you die. There's nothing as powerful as understanding your purpose. If that type of fish stays within his assignment, every time God looks at it, what he sees is worship. I said that fish, if every time it does what it was made for, what God hears is worship. It's not a song. Your alignment with your purpose, with the reason why God brought you to earth, is the highest form of worship you can give to God. So what we should be doing in our children church, and that's why we need people here who can start schools, primary schools, where people we can take some of these godly principles and put them into curriculum in a safe way, where people can begin to learn how to discover why God even brought them here in the first place. You are not a product of somebody loving somebody and then locking the door and then turning off the light and then sometime later they said, oh, she had a baby or something. You are not the product of one man's thought. Before you were born, I knew thee. So you first existed in the spirit realm before you were brought here. For some reason, you are not in the US, you are in Nigeria. Deal with it. Amen. And if there's anything like reincarnation, your next stop will be Cote d'Ivoire, not even America. Deal with it. People like us will go to America. Amen. Say amen. You go to every coast. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53. I say all of that because the issue of the law has been mostly misunderstood. The law is our schoolmaster. That's what Paul said. To lead us to Christ. The law was supposed to bring us to Christ. The law was supposed to bring us to Christ, not to cage us. So every time you feel your righteousness is now, you feel confident with God simply because you are keeping the rules, something is wrong. There is no man that will make it on that day that will say, ah, Baba, I tried. Ah, Baba, I fasted. Ah, Baba, do you know how many days I was? 3 hours every morning. It's even VG. To be like this. Nobody, every time, the moment you get there, when you get there, like, wow, thank God. To be a work of grace. To be a work of grace. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 53. I want to read something here. This message is titled How to Handle Dark Seasons. How to Handle Dark Seasons. So, very short message. Isaiah chapter 53, let's look at verse 7. It says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his dead, because he had done no violence, neither was there deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. For he has put him in grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, you shall see his seed, you shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide his spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors. Look at that popular scripture in Psalms chapter 30 and verse 5. 30 verse 4. It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is what? His life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Great. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 2. I'm just reading this scripture so that I can quickly drill down. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 2. I think I must have missed that. I'll get that scripture for you. It talks about a song. God will give you a song in the night. Now, The night seasons are periods of your life where you are going to be most misunderstood. There are going to be seasons of your lives where everything is going to work in the opposite direction. These are the seasons of your life where your prophecy begins to come out with a lot of question marks, where everything you said to the Lord said to you while you are on campus, all of a sudden you are wondering if you heard yourself or if God was talking to you. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You are on campus and the Lord was saying so many things to you. You fasted, you prayed, you gave a seed, you covenanted with God, and all of a sudden you are finding yourself at a spot where you are like, okay, where are we? So these are very dark seasons. They are seasons with a lot of questions. And many times we have some of those questions and we are wondering if we are to expect another Messiah or if this is the Messiah. Okay, you look at the mirror and you see a very beautiful girl and you are wondering, if I think I'm this pretty, why am I not having to make a choice? Why am I still praying at 29 to you look at the other girl who got married, she doesn't even look half as beautiful as you. You are wondering, you are not talking out, but you are not speaking out, but in your mind there's a lot of questions. Sometimes you battle with depression, you are battling with who do you tell your problem to? Just say it is well. Let's be just going to trust God. God will do it. The person telling you God will do it, just tell him, I can shut up, because he doesn't know the answer to your problem. So it is well. There are seasons where people tell you it is well, just be patient, God will do it. And sometimes you're almost going to give up because you are in a season of your life that is begging for a lot of answers. These are dark seasons, and Jesus was in one of them. Now, you would agree with me that Jesus didn't have any age mates because they were all killed by Herod. Are we together? So he grew up, and his best friend was somebody like 5 years older than him. And there's a kind of play, what they say, go and sit down, I'm not playing today with you. He had no friend to resort to. He had nobody to share his body with. His mom, who even seemed to understand the prophecy at some point, began to behave one kind. So one of the things you notice about the dark seasons is that people who are supposed to understand your prophecy will even put a question mark on it. So those are very dark times where you begin to ask, is there anything that, am I still to expect anything to happen in my life? Because at your age now, this is 40 you are looking at. This is 40. This 40 is the new 70. So you're like, I have this senior friend. She's over, the last time I know, she celebrated her 40th birthday. She's not married, she's a committed Christian. She serves God in a redeemed church on the island, faithful. I know she's probably, she's not really into guys like that. She just wants to marry and settle down. She's a senior manager. And apart from the old lady thing, she's okay, She's okay. She drives her own SUV, very humble. And then recently she was fired in the office. And then she was fired and then she prayed and they called her back. And then the letter they gave us, welcome from your vacation. When they gave her the initial letter, it was, you are fired. But in order to correct the whole thing, they rewrote the letter and said, welcome back from your vacation. Who welcomes anybody back from vacation? She prayed. She got a response. But she had a long-standing challenge. She's still praying about it. No answer. So she came back to the office and said, I thank God. God is faithful. I just prayed. I believed God. And God did it. I'm back on my desk. And glory be to God. Now, we did an appraisal recently in the office. And she scored a 1. If you score a 1, that means you did not meet the expectation. You should score at least a 3. So anybody scoring 2 and 1 may likely get fired. And she scored a 1. And I was talking to her. And she was saying, that me, I've prepared all my memos, all my performance index, everything. I've sent it to HR. So if they want to fire me, let them know who they are firing. You are going to lose your best hands, blah, blah, blah. I have a few things I'm working on in agriculture and all of that. I was just like, I didn't really think she was going to get fired, But I could only remember her testimony when she got fired and she prayed and they brought her back, So I say, well, let's just see how it goes. And we just chatted. But she is still trusting the Lord. In fact, when I saw her this last week, she was even looking younger. You even know she's 42. And she was, from that discussion, she was going for a faith clinic in church. And it's okay for you, you preach, after you preach, you go home and make it look like you are the only one God is faithful to. Some people, when they leave the church and go home, they go home to cry. But they just come out and keep a good posture. How to deal with these dark seasons? Because many times you could be going through one, but you stop talking because you are tired of people telling you it is well. Me, I'm telling myself it is well. You know why? You know why? I'm leaving my job. I'm leaving my job. As at 2008, my salary was already above the range of 200,000. As at 2008. Now, how many years is that now? You can imagine. My life was okay until God called me. These are facts that are on the ground. These are facts I have to deal with. And God said, the message you have been preaching, that's where you'll be preaching it to you. Don't do anything I didn't send you. My mom almost took me to Pastor Adeboye a few weeks ago, last month or 2 months ago. That I should come and talk to Pastor Adeboye. Let Pastor Adeboye cancel me. I told mommy, I said, see, when God called me, he didn't involve Pastor Adeboye. Pastor Adeboye has not given me any money since we started this church. I love him. But this one that you want me to come and talk to Pastor, so you can discourage me from not resigning. I say, who should I be? Is it you or God? You are the one who gave testimony that God, the prophecy they gave you when I was young, God has finally done it. Now it's time for me to take the fall, to carry the cross. You are telling me that I should hold on small. I say, it is your own allowance you are fighting for. Monthly allowance. Don't worry. God will do it. Everyone is fighting for himself. You see the issue of taking the fall. Because when I chat to some of you, I try to be patient. I want you to come at par. Maybe, you know, we are trying to make a decision. And then we are like one day, what are we going to do? There is nothing. You have to carry that cross and die. So I'm just waiting for you to come at par. Me, I can see the thing, that this thing, somebody must be crucified. But you are saying, okay, let's be praying. Me, I know it is that cross. But I will not tell you so that you will not be afraid. You yourself will come to the point where Jesus will now say, Father, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. That's what Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 26. Let's go there. This is my Jesus. This is my own Jesus. I'm trying to establish something here that there's nothing you are going through that we have not seen. Look at verse 37. Matthew 26, verse 37. Bible says, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. You know the two sons of Zebedee? That one want to sit beside him. Say, come and see how you sit. This is how we sit. You want to sit, Abby? Let's go. He left the other ones. Those ones who are not having aspiration, he left them. You have political ambition. Hey, come. Let's go and see how people sit on the throne. Took them to the mountain. What did they do? They slept. It's easy to hold microphone and be wishing for what is not in your level. You want to sit at my right hand and my left hand. Come. It's easy to want to be a pastor. Can preach that message better. The easiest part of my job is preaching. That's why I don't prepare messages. That's the easiest part. The cross I have to bear. After that, you don't want to know about it. And the church is not even just about 100 people. I think I'm talking 500 now. They will just be carrying me into the church. Oh yeah, preach. Carry you out. He said, he took the two sons of Zebedee and began to be what? And what? Does that sound like depression? Does that sound like depression? Does it look a bit like depression? Let me tell you, those times will come. What we are talking about here is how to manage them. You can't pray them away, you will manage it. This depression comes with expiry date. I bind you. No, sir. You need wisdom to manage it. When my friend in Jos, and you all know him, when he was going to start in church, his church in Zaria, there was a lot of noise against him from his old church. You know, it's one thing when we are sending you forth to go, and like we sent Dr. Chris, It's in Cameroon now to start a church. And everybody like, oh, that's the power of God. Receive the grace to start this ministry. The warfare against my friend was so much that when they gave him mic to talk, he could not even say God called him. This my friend that you all know. He had microphone, was he could only sing a song. Jesus, my Lord Jesus, all I am, I never hope to be. Hey brother, you know that song? Have you heard it? It's an old Asian song. It's not the one I said, where the Lord has given us a mandate, we are taking the city. When you are being born as if out of fire, and you look all around, all you have is your wife. The one that they didn't even want you to marry. And they say, yeah, address the church. Tell them you want to leave. There's nothing to say. Oh Jesus, my Lord Jesus, all I am, I never hope to be. Thank you, sir. Please pray for me. There are those seasons of speech. Don't be tempted to say anything. Just package yourself quietly, like a sheep led to the slaughter. Those are not the days of speech. Because there's even someone by the cross there telling that, Shebi, you are the man of God. But why do something now? People will test you, they will push you to begin to manifest in the flesh. Dark seasons where you need more caution than zeal, more restraint than energy. Dark seasons where everything Jesus did had to be calculated, you had to be careful. More than being, yeah, he didn't have anything to prove. He was on that cross and the Father forsook him. The Father turned his back and walked away. Like, what? This was not part of the arrangement. You walked away. Say, die. Look at what he was saying. Verse 38. He said, my soul is exceeding what? Sorrowful. Even unto, he had been dying in his mind. Out. Just like this, my brother was sharing the other day when he shared his testimony. Say, he was already looking at where the mark of the surgical knife would be on his body. He had not entered the theater. He was already thinking about the experience. He was like, ah, when they put that nail, how will he feel? Hi. All Peter could say was, it is well. So he didn't need it is well people now. Are you listening to me? He didn't need it is well people. And I want you to be able to identify these seasons in your life. Maybe you are even there right now. So that you can draw strength from within. The energy for this type of season is in prayer. Either prayers you have prayed before now, or the prayers you'll be praying them. And don't make any mistake. Nobody can pray for you in that season. When we got married, the week into our wedding, my wife had never had us. You heard that story before. And people thought I was on honeymoon. It was us I was praying against. Because she suddenly developed the pains. I didn't have a car. We rushed her into the hospital overnight. The doctor just looked at her. It's us, sir. Ah! No test. No nothing. Is that how you give people ulcer? Like, it's us, sir. Madam? It's us, sir. Do you want to be admitted? Ah! People will call me, man, a girl. How's your animal? After 1 week, nothing was happening, no. Like, Obi now. After 1 week, well, official report say nothing is happening. Amen. Nothing is happening. Because his wife has some injuries, they have to cater for hospital, dress up and dress the wound and all of that. So you are like, ah, Obi my man. Obi my man. That's what he's calling me in camp in school, those days. Obi my man. Obi, yeah, amen. Bless God, bless God. When he goes on, I use the hot water to rub the tea, rub the tea. That's the part you didn't see. But Eli is going to get fine. They are going to move on. Amen. They're going to move on with their lives. So this was Jesus. This is our Jesus. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Becoming sorrowful unto death. Do you think he was posing to the cross? Oh yeah, when I kill me. When I kill me. Oh yeah, nah. Oh yeah, nah. Oh yeah, nah. I go show now. There she. Look at this. The Jesus. Oh. This is our Jesus. Jesus was like, oh, these two friends. guys, I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Say, man of God, don't worry. Say, already is not moving. Don't just encourage me. My mind is not, I can't even, my mind is not moving. My body is just, come, let's go and pray. Let's go and pray. And Peter said, man of God, let's go. We'll support you in prayer. Praise God. Ramba, ramba, shant. They were praying all the way. We're going to pray through tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to receive grace for you. Hallelujah. They said, okay, you guys just be praying. Let me take a step forward. Amen. Rakata katabaya. Oh, hallelujah. 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 John, yeah, John, take it off. Take it off. John, take it off. Brother, let's not be tired. Let's continue to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Receive grace. Grace. John has slept. Peter. Grace. They didn't plan to sleep. Time happened to them. The staying power for those seasons, it is in your moment of strength to develop them. They don't come there. You are waiting for a situation to happen before you learn how to pray. I'm sorry for you. We prepare for those seasons. If you are waiting just happen, you now begin to panic. Bro, you are late. That's why we learn. Find a prayer partner. We don't keep saying this. When you marry, you will not allow half of those things they showed us on TV. I have no bearing with success in marriage. If you are born again, you must learn how to hear God. It comes with a cost. If you are not born again, if your wife is one that is always watching Style One, what's that channel on there? Style Spice TV. You see modern trends. A fashion TV, that it comes with a price too, because she'll tell you that's the next thing she wants to sew. I don't know, you know, there's this friend we were watching one last night. All the clothes they say they are bad are the people that are covered up. The ones that are very good, and yeah, she's perfect, trendy, are the ones that are exposing something. So we're in trouble. If God is calling you as a minister to be a fashion designer, as a minister, I want to pray with you and join my faith with you. As you start your ministry, we are in trouble. That's the truth. Because right now, I don't see anybody saying the Lord is laying upon my heart to start a TV channel for decent dressing. Because who is going to even watch your channel, sir? Jesus was saying here, he said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and do what? Watch with me. And then we hear the popular thing, watch and pray. Up to now, do you know there's a lot of confusion about that scripture means? Watch and pray. We'll come to that on another day. And he went a little further. And what did he do? He felt. Can you see the posture in prayer? Can you see the posture? When you read the Bible, look for the postures, the principles. Jesus, you know, this kind of prayer is not one that he did. He went a little further. He didn't want any. He didn't want to have to put up a show. So he went a little further. The Bible says he fell on his face. And he started praying. And what did he say? Say, oh my Father. Oh my Father, that's with an attitude. Oh my Father. It was with the burden in his heart he was talking to God. He said, if it is possible, I'm not saying, but if it is possible, you have the final say. It's not that the Bible says by the works of my hand commanding me. Let us begin to command the Lord to begin to do what he will do. And the scripture says by the works of my hand commanding me. Come on, we command you. Begin to move in Jesus' name. That's not what that scripture is saying. Because I've attended my Pentecostal church that time. They say we should command God. That Bible says by the works of my hand, say command me. So we command God now. Go and bring the money we are looking for. Look at what Jesus said. You see that the strength and the power of that your prayer generates, man, is in alignment. When you are in unity with the Spirit of God, it will help you. So when you are praying and shaking your body, you are adding extra this thing to it. But when you are not even in alignment, when you see Brother Anthony those days, the way Brother Anthony used to pray. Now I have some very powerful brothers when I was growing up. Brother Anthony, Brother Humphrey, Brother BD, me, Brother Lawrence. It was Brother Lawrence, it was Brother Humphrey that Brother Anthony that when he's praying, he'll be doing his leg like this. That's how I started walking like that. I was watching him pray till I noticed my leg. Whenever I'm walking, I'm doing like it was so terrible. I will then he's leading prayer. I mean, please move this thing back for me because people need to see what I'm saying. Move this altar. This is Brother Humphrey leading prayer in a prayer meeting, Command Secondary School. It's an intercessor. So unconsciously, when I pray at home, I feel when I'm feeling the flow, and I knew I was feeling something, amen. These are my friends, amen. So these are my prayer warriors. You know, this I say, our parents, you are chewing gum. Let's begin to bless you. Even the man can say, Baba, most people are they part of your children? Say their parents. Say, hey, who is your pastor? Say. He said, you know, say that church, it's called Chewing Gum International Church. He said, that's what they do there. They chew gum so that they can stay awake. They chew gum. It's not about you should not chew gum. I'm just telling you the way we were doing it before. So even when you tell yourself that whether you feel tired or not, this is how you'll be gyrating for the next 3 hours. Either the tiredness disappears or somebody runs away. But for the next chance, pray. Where is Bala? You just say, this is a fellowship, and this is what everybody is doing. This prayer time. This is normal prayer time. So even when you are trying to be normal, like, okay, amen. You can't be normal. Everybody from Osha, I was living in a school in a state in Bauchi State where Christians die every day because of their faith. You have to be on fire. There's an arrow coming. You cannot come to the chewing gum. Oh hallelujah, I'll just bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. You wait for the dark seasons. There's no space for chewing. But there, we had many Igbo guys, we had many Yoruba guys in the north. People were dying. There was always one religious riot or the other in Bauchi State. You can't just stay neutral and say, hey, they are equa. We were assembly, but there's no time. We are one. We are one. Assemblies. Hey, we are better in Christ. God bless you. We are one in Christ. Oh, Anglican. Oh, hallelujah. How is the Reverend doing? Oh, greet the canon for me. Praise God. Bless you. But you believe in just two. We are one in Christ. Because the arrows are flying. The arrow is not looking at anybody's face. You are comfortable. Say, no, day in that church, I don't believe in speaking tongues. Is it your tongue? If you believe, you speak. If they don't believe, so you will get to heaven. It's just that the way you get to heaven might be somehow, but speaking tongues is not a requirement for going to heaven. Jesus said, he fell on his face and said, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Did God talk? Did you hear God's voice? Did God pass a comment? Pray till your answer comes, sir. Pray till your answer comes, sir. Pray till your answer comes, sir. What did he say? Nothing. I say your faith in God must be so resolute and resilient that even when there is a no, you still trust him. When he's not saying anything, Baba D, I'm not getting an answer, to be honest, no answer, but I still trust him. Do you know what was the eventual answer for him? What did the angels come to do? God didn't pass a comment, but he sent messengers. They came and like, you see strength. The angels were lower than him. Hey, are you with me? Your answer may come from people you despise, though. The angels were lower than him in estate, but they were the ones the Father sent. So this was what the angels did. They came around him. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. They began to minister to him. So Jesus had to put himself in a position and allow himself to be ministered to. Hey? That's why you pray for your pastor, you pray for your leaders. Hey, pastor is always okay. Jesus, they gave him seat. Let's pray for him. Let's strengthen him. The angels held his shoulders and they strengthened him for the cross. They didn't take away the cross from him. Dark seasons. In the dark seasons, your answers may not always come the way you expect them, but there will be an answer. Some form of relief. Make do with that. God will allow a man break your heart. Bring you to a place where you are just numb. And when you come to church and they are clapping, Paul and Silas, they pray, they sang. You guys are, you need to see the way we are doing way back. The Holy Ghost came down, the most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. When you are still trying to form two, you see one fine sister in church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just advise yourself. When these people are there, you just join the party. Jesus. You just there. And you see the joy of Lord. There was no keyboard. There was no acoustic guitar. But you see the joy in the faces of people. These people don't have money in their pockets, but they have been trained to thrive without anything, without money, without means. The most excellency. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bro, there's something wrong with this. Our Christian version. We are version 5.0. There's something wrong with it, yo. This version that doesn't thrive when there's no money in the pocket. But I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Somebody just got his salary last week. I see the door opening for somebody. I see the grace of God. Somebody said you got an alert somewhere. We all know if we drill down to that, your noise, there's something happening somewhere underneath that we need to really, really, really look at. Nothing is just real like that. Oh boy, where could they tell ourselves truth? People tell a lot of lies in church. You have a sound in the spirit. Come on, give a scream. Yeah, as long as everything is fine. The Jirawa came here to preach. What did he tell you happened to his wife? She was sick. Francis and Charles Hunter, how many of you know them? They pray for people who are sick without body parts. And they will put camera on the body. The hand will be growing. Physically, say in the name of Jesus, limb begin to grow. They will put camera on you. Pa, pa, pa. People will be shouting and screaming. And in 5 minutes, you have a full grown new, brand new hand. But they had a covenant within themselves that if any of us is sick and there's an invitation to minister, the one that is where we go, the other one will stay. Are you still here? I should normally just say I should stay with my wife and take care of her, right? They said we have covenanted our lives to a point that if I am the one that is sick, she should go and preach. Leave me here. Huh? Well, I will get better. And if I don't get better, so be it. Francis said if she has an ache in her head and she prays and in 5 minutes she's not feeling fine, she'll go and reach Pastor Mo. She doesn't believe in wasting time. But when she's on the altar, she's even more anointed than her husband. She will like, begin to receive your healing in Jesus' name. In one simple prayer, just see people with blind eyes. On one prayer, everybody just get their healing. But she had to go through a season of her life where the husband prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And the woman was dying. And the husband had a ministration. He had to travel out and left the wife alone in the house. And the wife said, while she was alone in that dark room, she felt her spirit leaving her body and descending. And then all of a sudden, the Lord ministered to her husband where he was and said, call your wife now. And then he picked the phone, he called his wife. The wife said, the moment the phone rang beside the bed, she just picked the call. I can't talk right now. Call back later. He said, it was the call that brought the spirit back into the body because she felt her soul ebbing away. But God gave her the grace. The moment she picked the call, the spirit came back with the body, and that's how she started to recover. I don't understand some of these things. when you are dealing with dark seasons, one of the arsenals you need is the arsenal of prayer. There are some things you cannot control, but you can manage. You cannot pray away dark season, but you can manage it. It comes with its own expiry date. If you don't understand the power of fasting, and you don't understand the power of prayer, you will be, it's not this kind of fasting, it's not the fasting that you are fasting, and you, there's no end date. We are still fasting. We are still fasting. We are still fasting. I told about my friend whose wife was diagnosed with cancer. A young guy, two PhDs, a professor. We finished from the same school in Ondo State. It was even around recently. I know he should be here very soon anyway. Very charming looking guy, fries his hair. Amen. My friend from Ekiti, do fire, say my head is very hard. You don't need, until you go in US, you now went to US, say your head is very hard, use comb. But when he got to the doctor, you have not had children in about 2 years of being married, and then all of a sudden the doctor tells you your wife has cancer. Oh boy, please, let's tell ourselves some things. Somebody is lying to us. Somebody is telling us that we can continue to live anyhow and then get God. My brother, if you don't understand the power of prayer, please marry someone who can pray. Don't marry somebody at your level. You've got to get your prayer life up. Because when the chips are down, I've got only you in this house, you've got only me in this house. People may say all the last matters and the medicare and the, but when life starts dealing with you, the baby comes to this side, the cake comes to this side. We need to see what is under that scheme. Brother, if you can't pray, I can't marry you. Are you still with me? This was where Jesus found himself. The Bible said he prayed. He prayed 3 hours. He prayed. He prayed. If it is possible. Jesus was still contending. Not in disobedience. But peradventure, if there could be a switch somewhere to make for soft landing for him. And many of us are at that spot right now. Hallelujah. So what am I saying to you? The dark seasons are the seasons where you must engage the arsenals of prayer. Are you with me? There is no rule of how to pray. You pray no only. There are moments in your life where you will need to find somebody who can join you, your faith, and just pray for you. Pray for, tell him, don't pray for me like I'm a man, but pray for me like everything depends on it. My name is not Pastor Benga either. My name is Oluwa Benga. Lay your hands on me and pray for me. I'm dying. When I got to the hospital, doctor said, it's ulcer. It's ulcer. I said, is that how you dash before ulcer? Just dash before ulcer. I told my friend, I said, pray. My friend prayed, Father, man, so tally cadaver. I said, oh boy, slow down. This is my cross. Let me carry it. I started praying. I prayed for 1 week. And everything my wife told me, that the pain is increasing. And I switch off your phone. They never worry you before. They worry you go no say wait till they talk. Nobody's playing here. That's why I said now me anywhere you go, if it happen, now me they there. All those missions, they have left the village, they are now in Lagos. They are dickens and dickenesses. They are all here running businesses. You see them. The woman that used to sell me bottled water in Aja, close to that VGC area. I found her sprinkling water in front of her shop early in the morning. As I'm speaking, let the customers be coming, and that's why I buy my water from. I say from today, your mercy, know they work again. So you see, people, there's this other shop beside. People don't go there. Hey, madam, do you have bottled water? Hey, madam, do you have Maggi? Hey, madam, I was just lucky to see her sprinkling the water. Now, this happened. I prayed. When I got, you know, have you prayed? I got tired of praying. I am just looking like this. I was tired. All the tongues in my mouth, I spoke them. Brethren, I prayed. I got tired. I became angry. God is just awesome. Now heal if you want to heal. You know that feeling? I just do it. It's not just I just say rise and the person rise. This is my wife for Christ. I can't stand my life like this. It was in that moment of tiredness. My wife was sitting on the floor, tired and frustrated. I had just one chair in my parlor. I laid on that one, frustrated and tired. You know, there's a level where you pray, I don't pray out of it, I just pray. Then my wife said, "Did you touch my head?" I said, "Touch head, bow." She said, "Did you touch my head?" There's a hand over my head. Hey! I just got up. I said, "That's the Lord. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. Hey, brother. Hey, Katana Rama Shata. Hey, brother. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. My brother. That's the end of us all." Ha! When I got tired, was when he got on the job. When I got tired, he got on the job. Handling dark seasons. There are seasons where you are not getting a clear-cut prophecy on how to undo the situation, and you have a problem in front of you. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Are you still with me? What do you do when you are not really hearing God say, "My servant, this is what I want you to do"? These are the dark seasons. I'm not talking about when you can't see the sun or the moon. I'm talking about seasons where you don't know what to do. Like the one Jesus found himself, where he was now saying, "Father, if it's possible, in case I miss your will, in case it is not death, because this is what I'm seeing is death. As I'm praying, I'm seeing death. My wife, you woke me up in the night. You said I shook. Abby, somebody pointed a gun at me and shot me twice. That's why I shook. I didn't know she woke up and said, she now said, what happened? I said nothing. A woman came to me, pointed a gun. Take double barrel though, not even all this, much more this thing. She was wearing a police uniform. Bah! I just did like this. Point, pa! I just did like this again. So it was the shaking she was feeling on the bed. Oh, dear shit. Nothing there happened. Yeah, you are joking. Hey, you know how many people with the chop for this place. You know, this thing I forgot you, they do 7 hours praying in tongues. Oh, dear shit. Kilo jebe. No, my wife was saying, where will I start telling my that a woman pointed a gun at me, wearing police uniform, and shot me with a double barrel. And she didn't have any rank. You know, I could see the uniform. It's not those. You have point double bias. I just say, in my mind, like, ah, woman, shoot me, man. You know, they shoot me. My brother, some people have collected bullets like that and woke up half paralyzed. That's why we dey pray. That's why we dey pray. Don't let anybody deceive you, my brethren. Ah. See, you can be doing this bedhead gang, but Sabi, he can't tire Ramaya. When you wear this, your fine Mary Katie, and all that, you say, well, fine, say, Showa. You know, when you lock your door, Indali Namasa, Hidala, he that dwells in the secret place, they no go no. Now, when they try, they go no. Fiele, I'm telling you, all this thing they see in our film, Chico, when they try, they go no. Hey, where am I? Amen. The issue of the dark seasons, they put question mark on your prophecy. They want you to deny and doubt your prophecy. They make you feel that what God said is a lie. Are you with me? I need to round up. They make you feel like what God said is a lie. So they put a question mark. Did God really say you are the Son of God? If you are the Son of God, jump down. Why are you having lack? Why are you not having money in your account? Why are things not working for you? You saw a dream, you have dreams of a healing ministry, or you saw a dream that God took you to several nations, you are a consultant for several top-notch companies. Why are you here in Mushi? Why is your family broken? Why is your heart broken? Why are you upside down? Why can't you beat your chest and say this is where you have got it to? You are 45 for Christ's sake. The dark seasons will prolong enough for you to begin to doubt your prophecy. Must be careful. This season requires more caution than zeal. I'll be careful. If you come out of this dark season, you come out not just that way, you come out with dominion. You come out now. When Jesus was on the cross, did you see him behaving like this? The way he was behaving in this garden, when he got to the cross, was he behaving like that? Did Jesus look like a sure person on the cross? Did you see the difference? Because the angels came in, balanana, shahidada. These are people God will send to you in those periods of your life to strengthen you. There are seasons of your life. I don't care how anointed you are. You can't pray. You are too weak to pray. Just say, hey, Ose, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Just pray. Just keep praying. Forget prayer. Just pray. Pray. Sometimes you may not even ask. God will send people to you. They say, can I just pray for you? Sometimes you say, oh, hold somebody by hand, I'm going to pray for the person. But you will be hearing what the person is praying, as if the person knows your condition. The person doesn't even know what's wrong with you. But the person just feels led to pray that way for you. And you're like, instead of it to be, you know, they say, pray for each other, and I say, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because you've really gotten to that point. You may have international ministry, but when those dark seasons come, if you don't survive it, that's the end. They take you out. Watch out for those people that God will send to you. They may not look like the people that can, you feel they are up to your level, but it's only humility that will help you discover them. When they come, be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. They will strengthen you in those seasons. This is a good place to say that when things are okay for you, do not train the pastors, hear me. Ego, Pastor Bola, don't train the church at the expense of your wife. Hear me? Don't say I do discipleship class. School of Taranos. What else? Easter conference. And I'm preaching your heart out. And you are not teaching your wife what you know. Yeah. When those days come, the only guaranteed person is your wife. Every that person, they change their number. Or there's no light to charge for. When David will face Goliath, he will do it alone. Even the brothers that have been going to military school in Gibron, they stood on their own. David stood on his own. I say, when David will face Goliath, he will do it alone. Train your wife. If you are engaged, train your fiancé. This one I hear always quarreling. Say, let's start Bible study. Teach her your doctrine. Don't assume. We assume too much. That somebody can speak in tongues like a bird. Our tongue sounds like the tongues of the angels. Not just the angels in the holiest of all. It's not what we are talking about, sir. Our resilience to tribulation. Our ability to stand. When the devil comes to you and he's pushing you like this, and he's like, hey, sir. I don't know who will survive this, but we'll likely will kill ourselves here. You can't touch my family. Can't touch my family. They say, is there in the Bible that she did not plead the blood of Jesus? Is there in the Bible? Show me one scripture, my brother. May I plead the blood of my children? I plead the blood of my wife. I plead the blood of everything I've got. I won't let the devil run me out of town. He can't tell about. Let God come and tell me I did the wrong thing. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. You can't run me out of town. 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 I plead the blood of Jesus. Do your worst. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Can't run me out of town. Can't run me out of town. Can't run me out of town. I plead the blood of Jesus. That your Greek Bible is in your pocket. Me, I plead the blood of Jesus. When you are dealing with people who are covenanted in blood, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
When my boss said to, I said these people are wearing suit.
Yes.
They have left the villages. When my boss said to me, sir, we'll move you to marketing. You think it's easy? We'll move to marketing. I said, you can't try it. This man is 4 levels ahead of me. I said, you can't try it. People kind of look at me on the computer. I say, you can't try. I say, I will leave you on this job. Hey! Insult. I say, I'll leave you here. I say, me, I knew why I was born. You are trying to get a career. It's a difference. Is that cool? Have a nice day. That boldness, it didn't come from just anywhere. Or when we were in an audit meeting, and one of my boss tried to embarrass me, I got to the meeting. I said, "Guy, don't try that thing again. Don't try it again. I don't subscribe to witchcraft." Everybody just ran, ran for cover. I've done the work in prayer before I came out. You understand? It's not every time I engage, but sometimes I have to engage to make a statement. I said, "No. Don't try it." When somebody brought fake passports to me, I said, "We need to give these people dollars. They are going to China." I'm looking at, I've never seen a Chinese visa before. Have I shared that story with you guys here before? See 5 passports. All fake. See, stamp it. Customer is on his way to China. Something is off. I've never seen a Chinese visa before. Something is off. Something is off. Something is off. Rekatalada basha. Elizabeth Leda. Something is talking to me. Put that passport under the mercury light. I just took the passport. Put it under the mercury light. I shook it like this. I just ran. I said, madam, when I always tell you, when I tell you that this work you cannot do it with ordinary eyes, say you see. She said, Benga, wait. Brought out her own passport. Put it. She had her. She just got her visa. Put it. Hey, Benga, Gwese. Call that manager now. Now I said, slow down. I took my time by myself. I called the man. I said, Oga, tell your customer no deal. These passports are fake. He said, He didn't even act surprised. He knew. Because the next day, auditors would have come into my office. It was my signature. I paid about close to $15,000, $20,000. Hey. Come and explain. Then they will ask him. He was the one who brought it. He said, why didn't you do your due diligence? So how many years have you been on this job? 10 years, sir. I said, what are you supposed to check? They will not be asking you questions. I said, this is no be ordinary high, sir. No be ordinary high. That's why we pray. So when it is time for God to break us into his spiritual, it will be too easy. We are found the reason to pray. So when we get there and God needs to switch the atmosphere, it is very easy. That's why we pray. That's why we fast. Sometimes you are not necessarily fast, you just stay away from food. Let's not complicate it. Stay away from food. Maybe that word fast is what is causing the problem. Every time you are in a dark season, know that you are just about to break into a new day. And that's why I read Psalms chapter 30. It said, weeping may endure for the night, but what? It said, joy comes in the morning. So every time you notice the warfare is more intense, the warfare is more intense, just know the devil is playing his last card. Know the devil is playing his last card. He wants to confuse you. He brings that very fine, chummy guy that is not born again and tells you, we just tag along. Nobody is perfect. We just tag along. You waited all this long for this? The devil throws the last card. That last card looks perfect, except that it's not born again. See, actually, he goes to African church. But I'm not talking about church, you. I'm not talking about church. How I know that not all Israel is Israel? It's when I asked a lady, are you born again? She said, yes. I said, what does it mean to be born again? She said, I did water baptism. They came to get married, you. They came to get... These are the things I see with my own eyes. From the day God ministered to me that I can be 16 years and be an elder, I have taken my life seriously. Two people came for counseling. The Lord said, ask her if she's born again. She said, yeah. I said, what do you mean to be born again? She said, water baptism. I said, you have an Alpha in your house. She said, no. I said, your mother's. I said, my mother's father is an Alpha. I said, there is no, go and suspend this wedding. That's what the Lord is saying. Go and suspend it. Say, no, we have bought cow. I said, go and suspend this wedding. The brother that is our own church member. Not this church, you. The brother is our church member. Say, pastor, wedding is this Thursday. You have to help us. I said, the Lord told me you have been sleeping with her. I said, actually, sir. Actually. I said, I'm very stupid. You're honest. Even, your case is even deliverance. Just wait. You know, people you sleep it, you walk away. So you sleep it, you need deliverance. Keep making excuses. Those who make excuses make nothing. But your destiny is so precious to you that you are willing to take a walk alone. They are not ready. We were in that meeting, three people. The people counting money, them in came, and all of them, they are in the corner in the office. When the male voice started talking out of the girl, what are you saying? Leave me alone! Leave me alone! And she was growing muscle. I just looked back. All the people counting money had disappeared. I needed moral support. They left me with the girl and her husband that has been sleeping with her. So their partner in crime. Like, I don't know, where are the bed there? I noticed I finished counting the money suddenly. All of a sudden, everything is okay. It's balanced. I don't know if I'm alone on the third floor. Leave me alone. This is a woman. A male voice is talking to her. You cannot do anything. We have come too far. He's mine. Ah, it's yours truly. We are seeing things. In your dark seasons, don't be unmindful that people will desert you. Because they don't understand your point. The people that were saying, brother, I thank God for the grace of God upon your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They'll look at you and say, yeah, we don't even know brother Michael, whether he's still in the faith. You notice he just came to church, he left before. He's not consistent again. They don't even bother to ask you, brother, is everything okay? We are not talking attendance here. Hey, but are you okay? What's the problem? All of a sudden, people begin to stay away from you. That period, that 5-10 days, like when the battle was toughest, you'll be alone. You have to find strength within yourself. Just be dragging yourself. Help me, Lord. Just be dragging yourself. Just be dragging yourself. So don't be bitter. That's what I'm telling you. Don't be bitter that your brother abandoned you. Those are the signs of those seasons. It's not the brother. It is the season you are in. Be willing to forgive. Be willing to move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch out for the songs the Lord will be giving you. Because scripture talks, I don't know, I was trying to get that scripture. The song in the night. 29:13. Isaiah 30:29. Okay, I think I wrote Isaiah 32. Please give me Isaiah 30:29. Say, for you shall have a song in the night. You shall have a song as in the night when the holy solemnity is kept. And you shall have gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. This is a prophecy for you. In those seasons of your life where you are totally confused, you're about to lose a business deal, you feel threatened, your spiritual life is kind of a question mark, you are falling in love with the wrong person, amen? Glory. Feel like compromising, or you are beginning to compromise. In those seasons where you have more questions than answers, the Lord says, I will give you a song in the night. So watch out for the songs you get in those days. And begin to sing them more often. You will draw strength from them. Hallelujah. I say watch out for the songs you get in those seasons. You will draw strength. They are portals the Lord is giving to you to draw strength from. Hallelujah. Watch out for the songs. I'm telling these things practically, so you know the things to look out for. Those songs that will be coming. Sometimes you wake up in the midst of all the wala, your song will just come to your mouth. Watch out for those songs. Write them down. Be singing them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I close, dark seasons are, we can't run away from them. We all have to face them at some point or the other in our lives. How prepared you are, knowing what to do when you find yourself in such seasons is very important. It is not that day you begin to think. So what do I advise? Become very keen on quality relationships. Listen to me. Be keen on quality relationships. Segment your friends. Oh, this one is my friend as per work. This one is a friend as per neighbor. But your real friends, let them be countable on one hand. The people that you can call and say, let's pray. This is the challenge I'm facing. And they won't tell you are backslided. The first you can tell, oh boy, I was feeling something for that girl. You can be honest and upfront. And they'll say, oh, bro, this is your kind problem. The last time I had it was 21 days fast I did. You start now. Have you eaten? Say no. Okay, you start now. People that will tell you the truth, who are not afraid to look at your face. People who can keep your secrets. Pray and ask the Lord to give you such people, even if they are one or two. Are you with me? Ask the Lord to give you those kind of people. That when you are described, they won't be preaching to you. They'll say, your problem is my problem. They hold your hand. Alpha, have you eaten? Say no. Okay, we are doing 3 days. I'm joining you. No. Friends that can fast with you, Not that I tell you that it is 3 days fasting, they will give you prescription and it's only you that is doing the fasting. I don't know if you are with me. Because you are going to come out better on the other side, but if we don't manage this season properly, you will fall. We are going to lose a lot. Let me tell you, the way you get your husband is the way you keep him. If you get him by running up and down, trying to chase him, you are not calling me. I expected your call to wake me up this morning. If you get your husband in the place of prayer, it is that's the way you keep him. You will need to be doing other extra work, burning credit. If not called me today, hey, ask my wife. His email we sent to ourselves in the office. And I still love her. Amen. Hey, how are you? Bam, send. You respond. Because if you send WhatsApp, I won't see it. How far? What's for dinner? Bam, bam, send. What do you want? What are the options? Bam, send. I've been married for 7 years, though. Communicate. That's the cocoa. They didn't say it must be through phone or this thing. Just keep talking. Keep talking. What are the options? Bam. Send it quickly. Send it quickly. Pa, pa, pa. Pa. No, no, no. I don't want rice. Pa, pa, pa. What else? Pa. Send it. Panedian. Ah, can we do Panedian? First way you go kill the fire. Hey, pa. Develop models and layers of communication. Because you need to talk when you are in those seasons. My brother, nothing can be more scary than when you get your children's school fees bill and it's looking at you. Because we are there now. They have brought their bill last week. I'm looking at 200,000 in front of me. No, now that's my condition. I'm telling you my condition now. I'm looking at 200,000 in front of me. And my daughter doesn't even, she has never come to say thank you for paying my school fees. You know, I keep telling people, whatever I want to do, do quickly. This school fee is going up and up.
Yes.
Do sharp, sharp. Stop doing fine, boy. Do sharp, sharp. I'm telling them. Amen. Eziba, go and marry. The school fees is not coming down. Dollar is still going up. Forget that thing they are doing. So whatever you want to do, are you going to be like Corona? All these other BB schools. We'll be praying for you. As supporting you prayer because your school fees, amen, amen. God bless you. We were watching something yesterday. The person is a Saint Xavier school. I just look at it, they say it's I didn't even bother to ask about the what they are paying there. You say you want to die. There are some bills where you see that you enter into a dark season immediately. Immediately, you just feel depression. Cabinet is not moving. And she says, so when are you sending the money? She's asking you, when are you sending the money? Say, let's pray. Dark seasons are real. And when they come, we must be prepared to be able to handle them. The reason why we have Jesus today as our King of Kings and Lord of Lords is because he was able to handle that season of his life. His friends, his trusted friends, they all slept. You notice if you read the end of that chapter, he said, okay, sleep on. Ever soon. Say sleep is in your own destiny. Be sleeping. It is done. Since you refuse to pray, we have gotten the result. You they say na cross. You didn't read that part. Just say they make you sleep. Don't worry. Shall we sleep? Sleep. There's nothing more terrible than when you come from where you pray. You are looking at all the people. Nothing is more discouraging for a prayer warrior than to be praying with people who look like they are more ready to sleep than to pray. But that was Jesus. That was Jesus. I don't know where you are. Maybe you find yourself at that spot. Maybe it's a decision point for you. You need to make up your mind about this guy or this girl. You need to make up your mind about this job. You need to make up your mind. Something, maybe a major family decision, or maybe it's your business. Something that you could really call a very dark period because you really don't know what to do. I want you to know that the one who started this race, Jesus, Son of God, was once there. And if he was able to make it, then we can trust him. Hallelujah. The Bible says he has been touched in all points as we were. So you can't surprise him. You can't surprise him. You can't surprise him. I want us to rise on our feet.
We We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us. Plot 223 beside Bode Emmanuel Center, Satellite Bus Stop, Ikodu Road, Ilukweju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website at www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling 080-8317-8191. God bless you.